Blog Talk Radio.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is Carol J. Dunlop, your hostess with the mostest, online wow strategist and Amazon number one international. I love saying that. Number one international best-selling author for my book, Unmarket Your Business. How are you doing? It's the beginning of January. This is our second show of the year. Yeah, that's right. This is our second show of the year. I hope your year is going great. Mine has been going like gangbusters. Oh, my gosh. I've been so busy. I barely had time to kind of look up, smell the roses, stop and do something, I tell you. And I'd say that it's all good. It's all actually great because the things that I'm working on now, I started actually the end of last year with intention and looking at these things and saying, this is the stuff that I wanted to do. So today we're talking about how to use your gifts to grow your business, because those gifts that God has given you, He wants you to use. He doesn't want you to bury them or not use them or anything. We're going to talk all about that in just a second. So I want you to know that today's podcast is sponsored by Creative Services International. Is your website a wow or a whoa? All the pretty websites in the world are useless if they don't close deals. Does your website capture the email addresses of your visitors? Do you have an amazing opt-in that your visitors can't wait to get their hands on? And do you share your expertise and knowledge on your blog? Check this out. When your potential client clicks through to your website, do they see a reflection of the true professional that you are, or do they see a site that's less than, not quite ready for prime time, doesn't measure up? If your website doesn't do what I just talked about, you are missing out on money, plain and simple. Let me share this with you. If your website is not becoming to you, then you should be coming to us. Get your WOW website today at csicorporation.com/WOW, W-O-W, dash, websites. csicorporation.com/WOW-websites. Get your WOW website today. Okay, so now we are talking about how you can multiply your talents. That is actually the theme for January, and it's taken from Matthew 25, the parable of the talents. I went over that last week, but if you didn't hear it yet, if you didn't download it yet, it's just where the gentleman, the business owner, gave all of his servants talents. He gave some five, some three, some two, and one of them, he only gave one. And, you know, he didn't give them any instructions. So when he left, all of them multiplied their talents into more than one, meaning when he came back, he had seen an ROI, or return on investment, except for one. And he asked me, he was like, why didn't you do anything with it? He said, Master, I was afraid and I buried it. Does nobody any good. So that's the same thing with your gifts. It doesn't do anybody any good, especially you or the people you're supposed to reach out to and help, if you just bury your talents, if you don't use them. So basically, you need to kind of figure out what you're good at. These are your talents. These are your gifts that God has given you. So what exactly are you good at doing? And then the second step is to learn or to discover how to incorporate your gifts into your marketing strategies so that your business can be or will be a success. Now, when I'm talking about a gift, I'm not really talking about the gift of gab or of healing. You know, they talk about some of those gifts in the Bible. It's not necessarily what we're referring to, but some people have the gift of gab and they can become speakers. Some people have the gift of healing and they go out and become ministers or prophets or apostles and, you know, all the different titles that go with people in the church. But the gift that God has given you, you need to use that to make money and to live the life you want or deserve. So you can. You can do that. You can use the gifts that God has given you. So you may say, Carol, what kind of gifts do I have that I can use to make money with? I don't even know what I can do. So let me give you some examples that may help you out. Suppose that you want to get into branding. Maybe you're really good at helping others to choose the colors or fonts or messaging that they should be using. That's branding. That's all branding is. I say in my book, I Market Your Business, 10 Ways for Savvy Entrepreneurs to Stand Out, Stop Struggling, and Start Profiting, that branding is really and truly what people say about you, think about you, feel about you when you're not in the room. That's really all branding is. It's not just the colors. It's not just a logo. It's not just, you know, what people see written out. It's kind of everything. It embodies the entire you. And one thing that people don't think about sometimes is branding is also the clothing that you wear or the sayings that you say, like, I am the online wow strategist. So when you hear that, you go, oh, that's Carol J. Dunlop. I know who that is. Even me putting my middle name in there, Carol J. Dunlop, I'm branding myself that way. And I have to tell you, I have to get used to saying that, but I am saying it more and more now, Carol J. Dunlop, because I never really used my middle name. My middle name is Joyce. And I felt like, I don't know, that name, that middle name just never got used. I mean, in the South, sometimes your first name only, sometimes your first and second name, and sometimes you just second name. So it's funny how people refer to you. I used to be Carol Joyce all the time, and then I hated it when I was growing up. So I just went to using Carol, and now I was like, I want that J in there. I want people to know that, you know, my middle name is Joyce. And besides, my husband's mother's name is Joyce, so that was really, really cool. So maybe you're good at branding. Maybe you're good at helping people pick out the colors. Maybe it's just not the colors on their logo. Maybe it's the colors that they wear, their clothes, their clothing, the type of clothing that they wear. If you think about the singers and the performers and you look at how they are, like I was watching this guy, I don't even remember his name, but I'll always remember how he looks. On YouTube the other day, he was talking about Wendy Williams and this whole scandal she's going through with her husband, or it's a rumor, whatever. The dude he had on this pink type of, I don't know what it was. I don't know whether it was just a draping or whatever. And he had stars painted on his eyes, like makeup, like a clown makeup type of thing. But he didn't look clownish. He just looked fabulous, darling. And he had a crown on his head. So I don't really remember his name, and he said it, but I will never forget how he looked. And he didn't look gaudy. He just looked kind of wild and kind of cute at the same time. So that's branding. Number two could be figuring out the right marketing strategy that works for you. Who is that? Oh, that's me. Of course, Carol J. Dunlop does that for you, the online wow strategist. I help you figure out the type of strategy that's going to work for you. Now, for me, people ask me, because now I'm saying I'm really helping people to figure out helping people to figure out which marketing strategy they love. Not that they just like, or not that they just need to do, or not that everyone else is doing, but the marketing strategy that they love. You know why? Because when you love something, I mean really truly love it, you really get into it. You really figure out, oh, I can do this better if I do this, or I can make this look better if I do this, or maybe I can take this course over here or do this thing right here to make my marketing better because I want to be the best at this one piece that I love so much. That's how loving something is. Because when you love something, you want to put your best foot forward. You want to be the best. You want to be seen as the best. So that's what I do. I help people to figure out what works for them. What is that one strategy they love? Because I'm going to tell you a secret. Once you figure out that one strategy that you love, because I mean, if you look at it, there are like tons and tons of marketing. You could be doing email marketing, content marketing. That's a whole plethora of things. And maybe you're doing video marketing, or maybe you're doing social media marketing. How many social media platforms are out there right now? I mean, it just blows your brain up. You need to learn Instagram. You need to learn Facebook. You need to learn Snapchat. You need to learn WhatsApp. You know, you need to figure out where your people are. Oh, it's just too much, right? So the thing is, when you whittle it down to just this one thing that you love, let's use me for an example. I love video marketing. Then I'm going to be figuring out, where can I use my video marketing? Where can I put it? Where can I use it that it's going to work the best? See how that works? And then number three is, maybe you're really good at choosing the words and phrases that showcase your client's brilliance. Maybe you're a copywriter, or maybe you're a sales page or landing page writer, or maybe you're an author, or maybe you're a ghostwriter. You know, and maybe you're just the person that make the words work. You cause people to think about things when you write about them, and you help and you sell that service. I mean, I'm telling you, there are so many people that need people that can write for them. I am telling you, honey, a lot of people need help with the writing, because if you've ever, you may not know what's missing, but if you've ever looked at a sales page that's trying to sell you something, you are like, oh my God, this is crazy. This doesn't make any sense. And you just left it. You didn't really know that the words weren't grabbing you, but nothing grabbed you. It was just like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? Because great copy will stand out on its own. It doesn't need pictures. It doesn't need anything else. It'll stand out on its own, because it will compel you to make a decision, whether you immediately fall in love with this thing and want it, or whether you're immediately like, no, I don't need that. That's what great copy does, and that's what great copywriters do. Now, we put the pictures in there, the videos, as enhancements, because not everyone learns the same way, or not everyone is excited in the same way. Some people are excited by video. Some people are excited by copy or text. Some people are excited by audio. It just depends on how you learn. But you may be the one that helps those words come together. Excuse me. Even if you don't write them, maybe you write them for a script that your client is going to say. So there are a lot of gifts. There are a lot of things that you could be doing that you're just kind of sitting on. And you may not even think that it's a gift. But I bet you, if you go out there and tell someone else, hey, you know, I do so-and-so, they're going to be like, oh, my God, where have you been all my life? Because for me, for instance, I'm not a crafter. You know, I'm an artist. I can draw and paint. I love watercolors and even pens and pencils and stuff and creating with that. But I'm just not a crafty person. I have to have some instructions. I have to see what the thing looks like in the end. And I have to see, you know, step by step what it needs to do. And then I can kind of imagine what's going on. It's like, realtors, really good realtors, or refurbishers, or home flippers, who can walk into a house and say, oh, this house has good bones. We can take this wall down and do this and do that, and it's going to look great. And then at the end, you know, you see this awesome house, and I'm like, I never would have thought of that. You know, you got to follow me around to a house and tell me, help me for that. So if you have any of those, then, you know, those are your gifts, and you need to be using them. So your other ideas could be creating things that sell on eBay or Etsy or Shopify. You know, are you good at doing that? You good? Like I said, I'm not a crafter, but are you? Can you make cute little baby things that moms just go, oh, my God, I got to have that. That could be your thing, you know. Do you use technology in a new way that no one's ever thought of? And if you say, I don't even know what you're talking about, the people that created Uber and Lyft thought that same thing, and they used what they had, the GPS system, apps that you can hold in your hand, and the ability to communicate with others in a way that nobody was thinking about. And now look, there's a whole new industry that popped up. So sometimes you just have to kind of clue into yourself. Sometimes it's just an idea that boom, pops up, and you're like, wow, I need to do this. This is missing in the market space. Let me put this out there, or let me see how I can do it. I remember several years ago, a friend of mine said, hey, Carol, is there an app for getting rid of people that follow you that haven't been active on your account, and you want to get rid of them, but you want to figure out who they are first? And I was like, I don't know of an app like that. And she was actually looking it up and researching it. And then the very next day, somebody said, does anybody know of an app out there that can help me get rid of the people that I don't want following me, or that aren't participating or engaging? I'm like, boom, idea. I don't think she ever followed up on it, but hey, that was an idea. Maybe you have a way to revolutionize how people use Facebook groups. Now, I've said this time and time and time and time and time again, that a lot of my clients come to me through Facebook groups. So this is one of my main ways that I find clients that's coming through Facebook groups. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to Game Plan, which is Lamar Tyler's annual event. I think this is the third time he's had it. And there are going to be one, two, three, four, five. I think five of my clients are going to be there at that event that I have never, well, three of them I have never met. We just met in the group, right? And the other two I have met. They actually live here or I've met them somewhere else. And it could be more if I actually think about it. So you never know. So think of what you can do that God has blessed you with that other people go, I wish I could, or if only I knew how to. Think of that. And once you get that in your brain, that's your gift. That's your gift. And you may not have to think a whole lot about it. It may be just right there staring you in the face and you never have used it. So we're going to take a break really quick, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can monetize it. So do you want to make the chimp work for you? MailChimp, I'm talking about. Relationships are the lifeblood of your business. Without a viable network of future clients and current referral sources, your business wouldn't exist. As a smart business owner, you already know this. And I'm sure that you also appreciate that juggling all the tasks to make your business run smoothly sometimes feels like you're part of a three-ring circus. My colleague, Silka Chesterfield, has put together a three-part live and interactive hands-on workshop series that will show you how you can work more efficiently through email marketing automation, specifically using MailChimp. Now, Silka is a business coach, and she works with business owners to help them. You can't miss this. The workshop is called Leverage Through Automation, and it's a surefire way to nurture those relationships that make business happen for you without all the confusion and the overwhelm. And I want you to go and enroll today, and you can do that by going to csicorporation.com/LTA, lowercase. So enroll today in Leverage Through Automation. Get rid of the confusion and the overwhelm so you won't feel like you're part of a three-ring circus. Make the chimp work for you, and you can do that by going there today, csicorporation.com/LTA. Okay, so now we're back. So now I'm going to go through some three points that will kind of help you monetize. I'm going to go through three points that are going to help you monetize your gifts. So first of all, you need to perfect this gift, whatever it is, because sometimes you can't just take a gift out into the world and just say, here it is. Because people are going to look at you kind of like, huh? Perfect example. I was on a call the other night, a group coaching call, and the person who was running it, she's amazing. I want to say just amazing. And I said, you know, you should think about doing some meditations, maybe meditations monthly or something like that. It was just a thought that came to my head, so I shared it with her. And then at the end of the call, she was like, Carol, I really like that idea. And she mentioned to the people on the call, if I did something like that, a meditations monthly, would you all be interested in signing up for it? And it was kind of like crickets. Honored that she would take that idea and run with it. Those are the kind of people I love, but it needed some finessing because I just came up with the idea just to give to her, but she has to make it work in her business. So I said, you know, maybe you need to take it and, you know, cradle it a little bit, kind of finesse it and see what exactly that means, because I know that's why people did not say anything about it, because they want to know exactly what does it mean, meditation monthly? What do I get from that? What do you provide me with, type of thing? And she agreed, and so that's what she's going to do. And I know she's going to come out with a slam bang program. So you got to perfect it. Whatever it is you're doing, you got to perfect it. And then you have to promote it, because remember our theme is multiplying your talents, right? Multiplying them. Take this one thing that you've got and multiply it into something big. So you can't just sit on this one thing. You've got to promote it. You've got to open your mouth and you've got to tell people, this is what I do. This is what I'm working on. This is how it helps you. And this is the pain it takes away from you. So you got to tell people. And in doing so, if you say, this is who I work with, And then a person can actually self-select and say, oh, you know, I'm not that person, I don't want to do it, or I'm exactly your audience, tell me how I can get some more of this. And when you tell people how it's going to help them or how it's going to stop pain, if they don't have that pain, they're going to say, oh, you know, that's good, thank you for telling me that. But if they have that pain, they're going, oh, my God, where have you been? I need you so much in my life. I'm so glad that you're here. You see what I'm saying? Then if you promote it in, you know, whatever, just like Silka is promoting the Leverage Through Automation workshop series, because I have so many clients. I'm sending all my clients there. Please go there and sign up for that. Because if you use MailChimp, you need to know how to really use MailChimp to your advantage. And guess what? MailChimp is free up to the first 2,000 contacts that you have. If you don't have 2,000 contacts, you need to be signed up for it right now. Stop paying those other places and go and use it for free, perfect it, and then if you want to move up or move on to something else, do that. But you've got to promote, because remember, first you've got to perfect it, and then you got to promote it, right? Because if you don't promote it, guess what? Nothing happens, because nobody knows it's out there. Nobody knows you're doing it, and they are sitting there with their pain inside of them. And the third thing you have to do is systemize it. So once you perfect this thing, you start promoting it, now you need to systemize it. Let's say you have a webinar, and let's say you send out emails to get people to your webinar. You put Facebook messages out to get people to your webinar. And then people come into your webinar, and you sell this program or this product or this service, whatever, and it works. Yeah, I mean, you know it works, so people actually buy it. So now you need to systemize that thing, you know. You need to say, I did this many emails I put before the webinar. I did this many posts. I put them on this platform and that platform in enough time for the webinar. During the webinar, I did this, this, and this. I closed out. I sold this program. And afterwards, I had some follow-up, and it got me this many clients. So if you can systemize that whole thing, write it out, then guess what? You probably won't have to do it live again. You could probably automate it, or you could pass it to an assistant to set up the next one. They just put a new webinar in there or a new subject in there. You know what I'm saying? So you got to perfect it, you got to promote it, and then you got to systemize it. Systemize it. That is how you monetize it. That is how you monetize it. Perfect it, promote it, systemize it. So now you know what your gifts are. Now you're promoting your gifts. Now you're doing what God has told you, because God gave you these gifts. And he did not want you to hold on to them deep to your heart and all that. He wants you to go out and share it, because he wants to help. He wants you to help other people. So I heard Cheryl Wood. She's an international motivational speaker at the LIFT conference. It was the first time I had heard her speak. And she was awesome. And she happened to have this little pamphlet that she gives out. And these are the things that she helps people with. And these are the things that you can do to help multiply your gifts. So number one is speak it. Speaking is one of the fastest ways to reach your target audience. Impact more lives with your story and subject matter expertise. Create your legacy and create generational wealth. Speak it. Number two, write it. How many times have you heard me talk about that? Write a book. Writing a book allows you to share relevant, insightful content that gets read, shared, and talked about. And it becomes a multi-purpose marketing tool that increases your authority, credibility, expertise, and visibility. And then number three, host it, which I did last month. I'm so actually the last 2 months of the year, November, December. Host it. Hosting a live event positions you to build brand recognition and trust, generate revenue, and deepen your engagement with your community by creating a space for them to experience you in person. So speak it, write it, host it. So after you have figured out what your gifts are, you've perfected them, you've promoted them, and you've systematized them, then you need to take those gifts and you need to speak them. Organizations and companies, even and internationally, you need to write a book or two or three or four about them, and you need to host events with your gifts as the subject. Now, doesn't that sound easy to do? Right, it's easy and simple. Remember those three things. You can monetize by perfecting it, promoting it, and systematizing it. And the it is your gifts or your talents. And then you need to speak it, write it, and host it. Very simple, very easy. Let's get rolling. So what if right now you're thinking, Carol, how can I do that? Or what are my gifts? How do I know what to do? How do I know when to do? How can I put this all together? Well, I want you to have coffee with me. Now, if you're not in Atlanta, of course, it may be a little bit hard for us to fly to Philly or Texas or, you know, Florida, wherever you are, although I would like to have coffee. So why don't we just do it virtually, a virtual coffee? Let's chat about your gifts and how you can use them to grow your business. And all you need to do is go to csicorporation.com/VC for a virtual coffee. So again, we're going to have a nice chat, and I'm going to help you figure out what it is you want to be doing, what it is you need to do. csicorporation.com/VC. So that's all I have for you today. Thank you again so much for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the Unmarketing Nation, because you're listening to this episode and you've listened for so many times. So you want to make MailChimp work for you? Remember I was telling you about that? Relationships are the lifeblood of your business. Without a viable network of future clients and current referral sources, your business would not exist. As a smart business owner, you already know this. And I'm sure that you also appreciate that juggling all those tasks and make your business run smoothly sometimes feels like you're part of a three-ring circus. My colleague, Silke Chesterfield, has put together a three-part live and interactive hands-on workshop series that will show you how you can work more efficiently through email marketing automation, specifically MailChimp. Now, Silke Chesterfield is a business coach, and she knows what she's talking about. This workshop that she's created, Leverage Through Automation, is a surefire way to nurture those relationships that make business happen for you without all the confusion and overwhelm. So enroll today. Go to csicorporation.com/LTA, all lowercase, csicorporation.com/LTA. So thank you again for tuning in. I'm so happy that you allowed me to come into your space for just a few minutes so that we could chat about your gifts. And I want you to promise me that you are not going to take the gifts that God has given you and hold it close to your heart, bury it in the ground, and keep it locked away from others. Because God is looking for you to help others. And you can't help others if you don't tell them what you're doing and how it can help them. So let's end the suffering for you and everyone else. End the suffering for you, because you get your ideas out in the world and people start purchasing them and start experiencing transformation and say, hey, person that helped me do the things that I wanted to do for so long, aren't they awesome? Thank you. And they come back and they tell others. They get raving fans to help you. And they talk about you. And then they become brand ambassadors who buy from you over and over again. And guess what? The people that you helped are happy. You're happy. God is happy. We're all happy. We're all happy, right? That's what we want to be. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please join me again next week for another episode of Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. I will see you then. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.